Hey, yo, Dio, I think it's time for that Slick Rick shit, you know, fam. You're done now.
Now this is a simple fairy tale about a girl I used to know who ran away from everything but really wants to come back home, you know. But she's too scared of soul. She spent all day on the road thinking of a place to go so she can be alone. I know this girl going through a hard time, won't say her name cause that's not fair. She studied so hard at school but her grades weren't great at the end of the year. And she had a pop so strict and he wanted to control everything she would wear. Her boyfriend was an alcoholic and when he got upset he would pull her hair. Her mother died giving birth to her with no older siblings in her life. This young girl had a little sister, how is that possible? Dad's second wife, but one day, the wife up and left. She got too tired of the dad's control. Some people said it was selfish, leaving two young girls left on their own. It all became a bit too much, with no one to talk to, the stress builds up. So one day she packs up a suitcase, finally deciding enough was enough. Then one day dad comes home, then he realized that his daughter has left. He calls the police to come over and hopefully help him retrace her steps, like
now she running from the cops.
What's he running
she
from?
She running from her pops.
What's he running
she
from?
She running from her ex-boyfriend.
What's he running
she
from?
Running from everything. She running from the cops.
What's he running
she
from?
She running from her pops.
What's he running
she
from?
She running from her ex-boyfriend.
What's he running
she
from?
Running from everything.
Yo, she out in the big wide world with not much money and not much to do. With no real place to call home, she's turning her back on the life that she knew. She got her mind made up, and with that said, no one was gonna spoil it. Spends her first night in the motel, very next morning looking for employment.
All my days,
but no one's hiring, not even a small job cleaning a window. Hardship really hits home, cause it was never really gonna be that simple. A whole 7 days goes by, with so much walking, her shoes give her blisters. So she sits down on a park bench, feeling the guilt of leaving her sister. Knowing what her dad was like, and acknowledging her stepmom did the same. She didn't want her sister to grow up feeling neglected and pointing the blame. She made a decision right then to do the right thing and make that call. Her dad didn't ask where she was, as long as she's safe, come home, that's all.
She was running from the cops.
What's he running?
She was running from her pops.
What's he running?
She was running from her ex-boyfriend. She was running from everything. She was running from the cops.
What's he running?
She was running from her pops.
What's he running?
She was running from her ex-boyfriend. She was running from everything. But now she runs, now she runs, she runs. Now she runs back home.
She runs back home.
Now she runs, now she runs. Suddenly she runs.
And I run, suddenly I'm running back home.